Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Annie Fry Show, where it's raining men today. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker filling in, and it looks like the tornado warnings are pretty far south of St. Louis at this point. But the main concern, just south of St. Louis, you're finding the flash flood warning continues on. So we are watching the severe weather as it tracks through, and it's going to be like that for really the rest of the night. So we'll keep you updated on that. I'm Ryan Recker filling in, and I got to tell you, it's always fun when we get to fill in. I tried to do something different, and I created songs for Ryan Wiggins, created from artificial intelligence, AI. I came across this one AI website that it blew me away how good it was. So I've seen the AI photos. I've seen the AI videos. I've seen the AI chatbots. I think the AI music is unbelievable, and I think it'll shock you how good it is. So I made a couple of songs about Ryan Wiggins. We'll play that this hour, too. And I hope you like them, Ryan.
I do too. I have no idea what to expect.
Yep. And let me tell you, I can't confirm all the information inside of the songs about you.
Oh, great. So you plug in the information and then it does whatever it wants with it, but it's still coming from you ultimately.
Well, yeah, it's still coming from me. So, you get the idea that we'll do that this hour too. Can I say also, I saw that one injury with Contreras' arm. Have you seen the video of that for the Cardinals?
I watched it live.
Watched it live.
Yeah.
Man, he was really close to that plate, and he stuck his arm right in the path of JD Martinez. And when Martinez swung, it basically grazed his elbow down to his forearm and the glove, and it looked like it hurt. Do we have audio of that?
Yeah, ooh. I do.
Oh, boy, did that look bad. And you can tell
the 2-1.
Instantly.
A swing and a foul, and that one caught Contreras. That hit him on the left arm, and he's in a lot of pain. Contreras is running over by the Cardinal dugout. He's on his knees, now sitting.
I can't tell whether that hit his wrist or his elbow, and wherever it did, it hurts. He's in a lot of pain right now. And he's holding his arm just below, actually kind of middle of his arm, not quite to the wrist, not quite to the elbow, really the forearm on the swing of Martinez.
The swing is what hit his arm.
Yeah, and the insult to injury, Martinez then got to first base because it was interference. So he gets the base because of that. Contreras, fractured arm, is that what it is, the injury?
Yeah, that was the report later on in the game. They said that he fractured his arm.
You know, so he got up and walked away from the home plate and then sat back down as if, like, I got to get to a safe space. I don't want this bat swinging by me again. Man, did that look like it hurt.
Yeah, I was watching this, and you made the point, and this isn't unique to the Cardinals, but teams across the league are making it a point to get their catchers closer to the plate because they can get those low strike calls. Well, JD Martinez also happens to be a hitter who stands deep in the plate, and I saw a slow motion view of this from the side, And when you're watching it, JD Martinez has his hands back, and Wilson Contreras' head is almost directly beneath where his hands are from the side view. And it's just, to me, it's just a perfect storm, and it might actually even be a microcosm of this season. Wilson Contreras was also the Cardinals' best offensive player this year, and they've been having offensive struggles, and now he's out.
Yeah. Wiggins, man, you had to have. When you saw the video, did you see the video or did you just hear the call?
No, I watched the video because, you know, somebody, of course, is going to put it on a loop. And there's two or three different angles, and they made a 15-second clip of all three angles of it happening. And you just sit there and watch it over and over because there's so many reactions that you're watching to see how fast does Contreras know, oh, my gosh, I'm in deep pain. How fast is JD Martinez? How fast is he reacting? Where is he standing in the box, like you were saying, Brad? How far up is Contreras? I just keep watching it to watch different things about it. And, man, I mean, every time you just wince because you're like, oh, my gosh, the pain from that bat. I mean, somebody taking a bat and swinging as hard as they possibly can. And JD Martinez is a slugger.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a singles guy. Him swinging that bat and hitting him right in that wrist. My son is starting to get into baseball more, and this is basically his second season. He played T-ball, but he hasn't played really real serious baseball, if you want to call it that, since he was really little. And so he's just kind of getting back into it, and he's loving playing catcher. And so I'm learning how to coach him to play catcher because I never did. And I'm just kind of giving him tips. And I just wondered this within a week or so. I thought, I wonder how often these kids get hit by a bat or, you know, anything for that matter, because they don't know exactly where to sit. And then I see this and I go, gosh, I can't believe that right after that professional did it.
My kid plays baseball too. Here's a few things. I'll give you a little pointers here. Number one, the thing that he really needs to learn is to get his pads on and off quickly, because there's nothing worse than watching the game and then it takes like 8 minutes for that kid to put his pads on and you're like, come on, let's get this going. This game's long enough as it is. Number two, I think that the adults are very good at making sure the kids are within a distance where they won't get hurt. I've never seen a kid let go of the bat, but even so, I think part of it, like with my kid, is that he was afraid of getting hit by the ball. So having him realize that it really doesn't hurt that bad if you get hit by the ball is a good thing. So I'm guessing even if he gets like, you know, a random ball bounces and hits him and he's, you know, afraid of that, once it happens a few times, he's going to realize it's not that big of a deal. The kids aren't really swinging these bats super heavy. Now, you don't want your kid to get beamed in the face with a bat, but even if, like, let's say the kid drops a bat and it bounces up and hits your kid, it's probably not going to hurt him that much. So hopefully it's not a fear thing.
It's the younger kids I've had to concern myself, because I also have a 6-year-old and he's playing a couple years now. And they're a little more, I mean, you preach it enough and they'll listen, but they're a little more wild. But what we have to watch out for with the 6-year-olds is that they'll swing, and if they get a hit, they don't think anything beyond what am I supposed to do now, which is run to first. You know, you're just teaching them like the basics. Yep. And so when they get that hit, more of them than not will just sort of fling that bat backwards after the hit. And that is so hard to train them out of, because you're trying to train them where to run. You're trying to train them how to play baseball. And that's kind of an afterthought. Yeah,
that is a pet peeve of mine.
And it happens a lot. We haven't had any injuries yet, but everybody's, you know, waiting for it to happen.
I was a catcher all through grade school and into high school, and I caught on the high school team for a while. And, like, catching is a thankless position, and your kids are going to get hit by the bat on a swing. It's just the way it is. It's going to happen. Maybe not necessarily on their hand or whatever, a catcher's interference, but even, like, on a follow-through where the kid who's swinging takes a big follow through and hits him in the back or something. I got smoked one time right in the kidney whenever I was catching.
Ooh.
But that's the nature of the beast. But the throwing of the bat always, it's a pet peeve of mine. It's like swing and drop the bat. Just let go. You don't have to throw it.
Yeah, just drop it.
In my kids' league, if you don't just drop the bat and you get a base hit, they'll bring it back. It doesn't count.
Oh.
So, they're very careful at that, and it confuses some kids. They're like, why, you know? But they don't realize what they're doing. That's how you get them to learn.
They used to just call me out. Like,
because you got out.
The bat.
Oh, really?
Oh, you threw the bat, and that's what do it. Oh. Well, my kid is enjoying baseball. We actually have a game tonight, which we're going to go to, which is great. And since I took the night off, I get to go see it. And my kid loves stealing second base. That's his big thing now, because you can steal bases in his league now. And that's a pretty big deal. You know, it takes one pitch from, you know, kid pitch league that goes a little wild. You're getting second. I mean, it's a freebie, basically, at that
it's
point.
It's almost a freebie if it's not wild.
Yeah. I know how hard it is. At that age, he's only 9, you know. And, man, he's got some kids on his team. They're third graders, and they can hit home runs. When did that happen?
Do they have a wall that they're hitting it over, or are they just hitting it far enough that they can make it around?
Wall. There's a wall.
Really?
Like hitting nukes. In the fields, yeah.
It's the media core bats.
Isn't that something? But now these bats, they got like $300 baseball bats for these kids now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, welcome back. Another segment here with Ryan Recker, Ryan Wiggins, and producer Brad, who hates the Beatles for some reason and wants you to go vote in the YouTube poll right now.
Now, you're saying that I hate the Beatles. That is not what I'm saying. I think that they're overrated.
Overrated, right.
Yeah, they could even be good. I just don't think that they are the greatest musical group of history.
Ooh, then what Taylor Swift is then? I mean, who is your number
one? Well, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though. If you're going to say that the Beatles are the greatest band ever and they're a musical phenomenon, then you have to say the same thing about Taylor Swift because it's the same phenomenon.
No, that's ridiculous.
I wouldn't say that.
No?
That's ridiculous. No.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Are they selling out? Like people are going crazy, cult-like following, selling out stadiums, worldwide tours.
I'll tell you a very simple test. After Taylor Swift's done with music, will her drummer come out with number one hits?
That's no. All four of the band members of Taylor Swift.
I didn't say Taylor Swift's band was. She probably doesn't even have the same band members.
Exactly. So
she
even the drummer had hits.
What I said on the break, because we've been talking about this all day, what I said on the break to Brad is, if in 60 years people still think Taylor Swift is one of the greatest artists of all time, then I'll say, okay, fine.
Listen.
But you can't prove that for 60
I can
years,
prove
which
that.
Is wonderful
would you
for
like,
me.
Would you like me to prove that?
No, because no, you can't.
There's a whole bunch of wine moms excited that the Backstreet Boys are out there touring again because they still like the music that they liked whenever they were teenagers. All these Swifties still love Taylor Swift, and they're still going to love her music whenever they're 60 years down the road.
Dude, the Backstreet Boys now play it like the pageant.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney sells out Enterprise Center for like $1,000 a pop.
Yeah.
So your comparison.
I'm just saying. But the Backstreet Boys, yes. Never achieved the level that Taylor Swift did.
True. Backstreet Boys did not. Okay. But let's move this to music. And I like talking about music. I found a AI music generator, and I was just curious with it because I've heard that through AI, I've seen some of the things they generate with pictures, with videos, with chats. It is truly remarkable what artificial intelligence has been able to do on the creative side, giving people who don't have the ability to put something together, I mean, graphically, visually, take a photo, whatever it is, but are still able to produce some pretty amazing things with it, using it as a tool in prompting what you have in your imagination and figuring out how to manipulate this to generate what you want. I found that in music, I was shocked how good AI is when it comes to producing music. So I decided to experiment with Ryan Wiggins as the subject of the songs. And I kind of, I made these things. I sent them to Brad and I said, don't play them for Ryan, but I want to have it ready. And full disclosure, here's what I found out. You can have them create an entire song based on what you prompt, but the lyrics were just terrible. Like, they're so generic and dumb. I decided to replace the lyrics and kind of manipulate them. So it's not full AI. The lyrics themselves I helped with. But the music and what you hear, everything you hear, the music, the vocals, everything is completely done by a computer based on the lyric prompt that was put in there. And I created two songs for you to preview. And Ryan Wiggins is going to hear this for the first time, just like you, the listener, are hearing this. So we have song one and song two. Song one is more of a Motown feel, which I want to play first for you. And Wiggins, if you, it's only like a minute and a half long, something like that. They're really short clips. But if you, there's ever a point where you want to pause and comment on something, feel free to do that. You don't have to listen to it its entirety, okay?
Okay.
Okay, are you ready for this? This is AI-generated music. This is Ryan Wiggins' song number one.
Wiggins, microphone and leggings, big old face that beckons. It's Wiggins. Segments on the screen, big bag of jelly beans. It's Wiggins jumping on the mic. Never learned to ride a bike. We'll dance for like. It's Wiggins, 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 Wiggins. Dropping news in between. Segments on the
First of all, I think they need to say my name more in the song. Second,
the Wiggins part was so nice. Okay.
Second, I a little clarification here. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you had some nice rhymes there, but factually, I'm not a big jelly beans guy.
Okay.
And I think the people need to understand and know that, because I love gummy bears. I love pretty much anything gummy.
Okay.
So if you could work gummy into there a little bit more than jelly beans, it's the accuracy I'm concerned about. The artistic aspect of it, I'm fine. I think that was a beautiful song.
What about the part where it said, never learn to ride a bike? I don't know.
I couldn't tell what some of the lines were. Was that in there? Did you add that one, or was that the AI?
No, I added that in. It's just because I was trying to find something.
Never learn
to
ride a bike. Okay.
Yeah. Because I dance for a like, never learn to ride a bike. It was hard to think of something that rhymed with like. So,
it's true,
okay,
though.
It was a little hard to understand some of the lyrics, but how blown away are you based on that it took the lyric prompt and came up with that on its own?
Well, here's what's neat is that I kind of half expected it to be a paint-by-numbers song where they would just include little things here and there, but a lot of it was the same no matter what. That's mm-hmm. clearly not the case.
No.
I mean, when you say my last name over and over and over, I don't think you had that ready to go for other people and then just included it. I mean, it's pretty impressive. It makes me wonder, though, if within 10 years, we just had the writer's strike and the actor's strike and all that stuff, and it was because of AI, well, part of it, it was that a lot of contract stuff was up all at the same time. But the AI angle got a lot of attention from that strike is because they all realized we're right on the precipice of being replaced by fake actors. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if within 10 years, as a writer, if I will be replaced easily, but I mean, I'm not getting stuff made, so I really don't care. Replace me if you want, because I'm not getting stuff made. But if I would be able to soon plug in a script that I wrote and it populate an entire episode based on my script,
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's a world I want to live in because I would have a blast doing that.
Oh, sure.
Although everybody else would, too. So, you know, the market would be tough. But
either way, I think the exercise here is just to show how far along we are, because I've only seen the visual side of what artificial intelligence can do. I didn't realize it was this far ahead when it came to music generation, because this is just absolutely, it blew me away, because it took longer to write the lyrics than it did to generate that song. So I typed it out and I kind of, you know, formatted it a certain way. You press a button, it's there in like 30 seconds it took. It was like unbelievable how fast. And, it, you know, I kind of had to do different things. You had to massage it, play with it in a way. So it, those were some of the, I mean, that was one of the better ones. There were some of the ones that were just pretty, just didn't work out. I did a second song in a different format. This is a country song.
Okay.
And it's hard to understand some of the lyrics with it, too. But I wanted to give the premise of this song so you kind of understand. So the idea is Ryan Wiggins, Mr. Happy, comes into the building and everything is going great. And then he reads the text line and realizes things are not so great, because as soon as you see some of the comments online, it changes your attitude. So that's the premise of this country song.
Oh, by the way, one of those comments, I can't highlight it because it uses a bad word, but it says, I'll say BS, Wiggins eats everything candy.
Yeah, I think that's true. And AI look, that, got it right.
And this commenter is correct. I will eat jelly beans. I'm just saying that they're not my go-to. That's all.
Okay. Yeah. Big bag of jelly beans. Yeah. Okay, so in this country song, now keep in mind some of the things they say that are, you know, mean to you. It's from the texters, not me or AI. Okay, let's just put it that way, okay? This is song two.
Up the elevator, the coffee is free.
That's not true.
The life of a radio star. Everyone loves me.
Well, that's true.
Let me read the text line. I bet they're all from my fans. Wiggins, you're no good. Wiggins, who hurt you? Hashtag do better. Wiggins, you're no good. I've seen enough, I'll just turn it off. I know my fans love me, I can hear them now.
It's funny, but it's fiction.
Wiggins, you're no good. No good, no good, no good. No good, no good, no good.
Really putting that point across.
Yeah, I'm really getting the point.
Good old country. What do you think so far?
No good,
it's pretty...
No good.
Well, oh my God.
All right, country song.
In the words of the song, it's no good. Again, it's inaccurate.
Wait, you think all the texters love you? I've seen the text line.
No, yeah, no. Right. No, there's a lot of love. They're right. I come up the elevator and I'm like, here we go, free coffee. I'm wrong about that. But all the rest of it, I am. People are commenting, you're right. Like, there's a couple of themes. Like, the first song, the theme was Wiggins. The second one is no good. You're no good. So I don't know if I approve. I think this has been tinkered with a little bit by the host here, too. I'm not giving you a free pass on that, but those are pretty impressive as far as the technology goes.
I'm blown away. So I've tried to get different, like, models and programs for artificial intelligence on my computer. And I played around with it and have dabbled when it comes to like the local way, as opposed to like paying for a website. This makes me want to go full blown into audio and music, because I was so blown away by what this site was able to do. It made me wanted to explore this even more, but that was just so easy to put together. And I was just so shocked. I thought, you know what? We need to demonstrate just really how far along this AI is, and the fears that a lot of people have are probably warranted into the way it's going, and the quality is only going to improve. Just like a year ago, it wasn't like this. If it improves twofold, fivefold, tenfold year after year, just imagine where it could go, honestly.
We're right at the precipice of this thing, and everybody knows it. It reminds me of back in the mid-90s, probably 94, 95 years old, or not 95 years old, 95, when email was brand new. Do you remember making your first email address And I really, yeah. I desperately wish I would have just been like Ryan at Yahoo because nobody had those things. But they're yeah. like, oh no, you got to do like Joe Cool 95 or whatever.
Too cool for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think we're kind of at that point where it's still such a novelty that, you know, we're doing a radio break on it. Everybody's like, wow, that's incredible. I've never heard anything like that. And within a couple years, it's going to be like, oh yeah, Tom. He has a song about him because he loves bowling and he likes eating barbecue. Like, it's, you know, everybody will just be like, well, we've all done that. We've all seen it. It'll yeah. just become common.
You think it'll be common?
It's already to the point where almost anybody could do it. I mean, you had to tweak it a little bit, I'm sure. But we're already there. It's nobody's used it yet. But
maybe, you know what? If it was common, let's hope that maybe it goes down that route. As opposed to full-blown pornography, because that's the major fear with using these like image generators, that it's going to be used for like evil things.
Oh, where, it will be used for pornography.
But, well, sure. No, it's already there. I mean, it's not only that, but you talk about the disinformation or in ways to try to like, you know, manipulate politicians into making it look like they said things they didn't or whatever. There's ways that it's used for evil. Let's just hope that maybe it becomes so common that they find a way that you can eliminate that sort of nonsense. And it could be used for more fun things like creating songs about Ryan Wiggins.
Yeah, because right now, if you search Wiggins Hot Ranch, don't do that because AI has already gotten a hold of it. And there are some images out there that I'm not proud of.
What?
They're not real. Yeah. I'm just saying the AI is already using my image in pornography. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, right?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. But I'm uncomfortable being in this studio right now.
Hot Ranch. Well,
I don't like that it's happening, but it is.
None of this stuff makes sense. Hold on. What's on the internet about you, Ryan Wiggins?
That's what I'm saying. Don't search Wiggins Hot Ranch.
I'm so confused right now. How could that even be weird? Like, how do you make that weird?
You're asking Ryan how he could make something weird?
How did you make ranch something not child appropriate? If I do a quick search, am I going to get flagged at work if I search the hot ranch?
Yes, you will, so don't.
Oh, please. Oh, no. I don't even want to know how. How?
That's why I'm such an advocate for people not using that technology in that way, because it's already been abused with my image.
All right. All right. When we come back, the poll results. Are the Beatles overrated? We'll find out who's right and who's wrong. And we'll get to that after the break. One more segment. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/acrossamerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is not AI, I'm guessing. Mixed reviews on the AI. I was reading some of the comments during the break. Some people thought it was very funny. Some people thought it was dumb, I guess. But that's part of the one song, reading the text messages. You don't know what you're going to get. I'm going to be filling in for Mark Cox tomorrow morning, and we have Governor Mike Parson on 808, which is pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to that. And I fill in for Mark on Friday morning too. So a couple of days in a row getting to fill in here on 97.1 FM Talk. But when it's the Manny Fry Show, I really enjoy this time with you guys. I really do.
Well, I'll try to bring something really great for my hit with Mark Cox morning show on Friday, since it'll be you. Normally I'm like,
normally he mails it in.
Yeah.
Calling in. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'll just roll out of bed, see what's going on. But for you, I'll bring some material.
Oh, good. So stand up.
No, like news content. I don't like comedy, as you know.
Yes. Oh, you only like jelly beans. So the poll is on YouTube right now. And if you are watching, if you've already voted, do we have the results? Are the Beatles overrated?
I have results, but I think we should let this poll keep rolling for a little bit longer, give people a chance to vote.
People to catch up with his side is what he
wants.
Well,
my side might be winning, Ryan.
It's not. Don't worry.
No, not possible.
So I got a couple comments here I can read, though. Chris says, poll, I voted yes. I'm not a big fan of the British invasion until Black Sabbath arrived. But if it was a teenager in the 60s, maybe I'd feel different.
Wow, Black Sabbath.
Jennifer Harris, poll.
Point.
Yes, I've said this for years.
Brad's highlighting what he wants to highlight.
You darn right I am. Poll, I chose yes, but they did start rock and roll era, which is a great thing. Just not a big fan of their music, so overrated on that front, in my opinion. That's from Russell. DeSoto Mike said, no, the Beatles changed the music and pop culture. Musicians weren't allowed to write and record their own music until the Beatles. I don't know if that's
whatever.
Accurate.
Let me read a couple. Scooter says the Beatles, for lack of a better word, are underrated. Diane says no in the poll. I appreciate it. Any talented musicians love all kind music of all kinds. And Walteria says the Beatles are probably underrated. So there you go for your balance.
There's your balance.
Fair and balanced.
Amy right, says so, who?
Too what? Young to know them. Oh, man. Come on.
That can't be possible. Just is that true? Meh. Do you think there's people that don't know the Beatles? Is that possible?
Yeah, but I think they're all Gen Z.
And that's their fault for not doing any research.
That's their parents' fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Can I tell you, growing up, I didn't listen to the Beatles until I was an adult. I never listened to them as a kid.
But oh, really?
I knew who they were. Yeah.
Oh, I listened to them as a kid.
It wasn't part of my wheelhouse. I mean, I listened to a lot of classic rock in the 90s. The grunge, you know, came in. And I was listening to more what was modern at the time. I didn't listen to a lot of Beatles. And I mean, I maybe could have told you a handful of their songs, but I didn't know their catalog. So,
man, when I was in junior high, now I'm probably like a year or two older than you guys, I think. When I was in junior high is when grunge was really hitting. And all I had listened to my entire life was the stuff my parents listened to, which was the Beatles. It was Tom Petty, Moody Blues, stuff like that. And so I was really well versed in classic rock. But when I'm 12 or, you know, roughly whatever age you are in seventh grade, I didn't know anything about the new stuff. But here's the thing. There was a girl in my science class named Marnie, and she was super cute. And
totally
she,
not made up, right?
No, it's true. This isn't AI.
She's in my class. Marnie.
That's what Marnie. Her name was Girlface.
Marnie.
She was super cute, and I was like, oh, man, there's all these other people here, and they're listening to other music that I don't know anything about. And she's like, listen. And she was paying attention to me, which is the main thing. She's like, listen, Ryan, you need to start listening to Soundgarden. And I was like, Soundgarden, eh? I think I can remember that compound word. So I went and bought a Soundgarden CD, and it was another compound word. It was super unknown.
Sure, yeah.
And so I started enjoying the melodies of the Soundgarden, and that was pretty much the end of my relationship with Marnie. I thought it would progress from there, but it did not.
Oh, man, I loved Soundgarden in the 90s. I was a huge fan. And Down on the Upside, I think, came out, and it was my third album I owned. The first album I owned, Aerosmith,
Nice.
Permanent Vacation. First album I bought with my own money. Second I bought with my own money was Nevermind by Nirvana. Third was Soundgarden right after that. Love them.
Man, were you in a CD club, anybody?
Yeah, oh yeah. I paid that penny, and no. I got my 12 CDs.
Yeah, and then they locked you in, and then you were like, canceled. I have beat you. Yeah. As if nobody had thought of that.
All right. I happily paid, you know, $15 a CD at the time was about going rate. So you're just limited to the catalog of whatever service you had. And then, you know, they kind of lock you into buying 10 more. And then when you're done, you're done. It's over. Then, you know, you sign up again for another 15 free or whatever.
All right. I clicked the poll and the final results are in with 203 votes. It was 47% yes, the Beatles are overrated. So
are
you guys win.
Yay. Yay!
With 53%,
as is should
the
be.
Beatles are not overrated.
I gotta say, I think this says a lot about the listeners of this show's musical taste. If they think the Beatles are overrated, 47% say yes. I'm gonna insult the listeners here, the 47%, and say
it's like they're not my listeners. What do I care?
No, yeah. No, you have homework.
Yeah,
I want you to open up and just listen to one of the last Beatles album.
Oh, those are the worst.
Oh, you're crazy. What are you talking about? The White Album and Abbey Road.
Sit down, start to finish, listen to the whole thing, and see if you still agree with that statement. That's
yeah, listen to the entire White Album. Now, you'll have to sit through a couple stinkers on disc two.
Oh, here we go.
But, man, what an album. It's incredible.
No kidding, yeah. All right, I am shocked by that. All right, nothing like insulting the listeners on your way out, huh?
Yeah. Hey, we love you, though.
He's like, no, see you next time, suckers.
Don't tune into the Mark Cox Morning Show tomorrow, either.
Burning that bridge, yeah. No, I think a lot of people were voting for the shock value. I got to be honest.
I agree.
That's their only reason they would do that. They can't be honest with themselves.
I imagine you'd appreciate that.
No, I do. In this case, I do not.
All right, Mark Cox Morning Show. Tomorrow morning I'll be back. And Mark Reardon next. Thanks for having me on 97.1 FM.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.